The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So warm greetings, and this morning the meditation will be on letting go, and one way or the other, letting go is part of Buddhist meditation, and just that in one way or other, it's also part of human life. And even some meditation practices where they don't practice letting go per se, there's a practice of just letting everything be, not let go of anything. Even that involves some letting go, because the reason for that practice of letting all things be, just be with the way things are, is partly because it's so seldom we do that, that we're often wanting to do things and get involved and fix and get away, and we're not letting things be. So in order to let things be, we have to let go of all the ways that we are not letting ourselves be. So one way or the other, letting go is part and parcel of part and parcel of what this practice is about. And I see a number of comments on the chat here about no sound, no video, but it should be working fine. It's working here on this end and working now, they say. Okay, so we'll assume that it's going well. So letting go. So one of the aspects of letting go, which I want to emphasize for this meditation, it's not only about letting go of something, letting go of our thoughts. It's also about letting go into. That we let go not because we're only because we're trying to not do something, like get rid of something or stop something, but we let go because there's a good place to let go into. That we're letting go of those things which interfere with settling deeply into some place of what comes to mind at this moment is safety, of well-being, of happiness, of intimacy, of groundedness, of wisdom, of compassion. That it's also a letting go into. And that's the part I'd like to emphasize today. So to take a meditation posture and to take if it works for you, take a posture that expresses some dignity so that when you do let go, it's not a diminishment of who you are. If anything, it's maybe filling out, filling up, embodying who you are in your full dignity and value. Because in Buddhism, there's a strong emphasis in the dignity and value of each person. And to become an enlightened person, it's said to become a dignified or a noble person. And nobility, maybe that we all have in a certain way, or a dignity, or a value. And to take that posture that somehow expresses that, and then to gently close your eyes, and take a few moments to let go into your body. maybe with each breath, to release the ways you're holding your body tight, holding it in a certain way up away from gravity, rather than sitting upright, relaxed with gravity. And imagine that the surface of your body, all the surfaces, the skin, is a place that you can soften, loosen, open. Make porous without resisting what's around you or within you. That all the surface of who you are, can be put to rest, so you being, your attention, can settle inward to fullness, settling down and letting go into your body breathing. And especially as you exhale, to let go of your thoughts. And as you let go of your thoughts, to let go into the depths of your body breathing. Letting go of your thinking. Not to diminish yourself, but to allow yourself to then settle in and feel, experience a greater fullness. That maybe can be felt when there is some silence, mental silence with less thinking. A quieter place, letting go of judgments, letting go of apologies, letting go of criticism, letting go of not being good enough, go, even of suffering. Letting go into the body breathing, into whatever is good or right or satisfying, safe within. what can you let go of? So you can let go into peace. As we come to the end of the sitting, you might consider how you can let go into something valuable within you. It could be letting go into your capacity for attention, letting go into your capacity to listen more carefully to others, more fully. Letting go into a place of where you have value and dignity, so that when you do listen and be with other people, they feel there's more goodness, more of you available to be present with them. Let go into a greater capacity for friendliness and compassion and love. Letting go of the fear and reluctance and hesitation to look upon people with kind eyes. Letting go into your kindness, into a place where you're strong. Letting go into being true here. And so that when you meet other people, they can feel a certain strength of kindness, strength of caring attention. They can feel here is a caring person, friendly person, a safe person who's not safe because the person is shy or withdrawn, but safe in the midst of a confidence to be in this world for the welfare and happiness of all beings, including oneself. And may it be that as the more we let go, the more we let go into a strength of our positive qualities, a strength of being an example of someone who is upright and dignified, but not conceited or arrogant, who's here definitively to be of benefit for all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be strong. May all beings be dignified. May all beings be free.